All right, Delaware 1059, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing? This is Lee Murphy, U.S. Congress candidate for the GOP.
All celebrity voice impersonated, fake Lee Murphy. Yes, fake Lee Murphy, what's going on?
Not too my support. We need more people like the Naked Cowboy who defy the government and stand up for the constitutional rights of people.
You like the Naked Cowboy. He's a true American, I guess.
Yes, I believe that I could seek his endorsement, and that I think he would endorse any horse medicine being used for the COVID pandemic. After all, I am a COVID survivor.
Thank you. Oh, that's actually pretty good. That's a pretty good Lee Murphy. Good morning. Now, the real Lee Murphy is on the phone. I've confirmed it with the phone number. Lee, good morning to you.
Dan, good morning. Who is that guy? He was great.
The guy was fantastic.
He was. I want to find out. I want to find out who that is. We could certainly hire him, and I think he'd be an asset to my campaign.
Wow. Lee Murphy's a Republican candidate for U.S. House, and you have a caller. Lee, go ahead. Lee, you're on with Lee.
Hey, Lee Murphy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's nice to meet my impersonator on the other line. As for all, you know, I am a candidate for the U.S. Congress on the Republican Party side.
Yes, yes. I look forward to meeting you.
I look forward to meeting you sometime, too.
Yeah.
We're going to win back that White House and legalize the ivermectin to help this pandemic.
Which one of you actually survived COVID?
I am the real COVID survivor, but maybe my impersonator also survived.
Too.
Oh, thank you.
I am a real COVID survivor. Because I'm Lee Murphy, candidate for the U.S. Congress.
All right. Thank you both.
And I'm going to go down fighting a third time.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, a real Lee Murphy.
You're going to win this time.
Yeah. Hey, listen, real Lee Murphy. I was surprised yesterday. I had a chance to talk to Christopher Hill, who is also a Republican who has filed to run. So setting us up for a primary with at least two people, you and this gentleman, Christopher Hill. What do you make of him and his candidacy?
Never heard of him. And quite frankly, checking the FEC filings, I don't see anybody filed to run against me officially. So until that happens, I don't take it seriously.
Right.
I am filed with the FEC. I don't know if anybody else is. My last check, I didn't see any other names.
And in all seriousness, you are Lee Murphy. You are running once again. You would like to unseat Lisa Blunt Rochester as our congresswoman. And why do you want to be our U.S. congressman? What would you bring to the office?
Well, Lisa voted yesterday to increase the debt limit for all the taxpayers and all the children and grandchildren in the great state of Delaware. I don't think that's what the people here in Delaware really want. I don't think they want $30 trillion in debt. And quite frankly, we have to cut this runaway, unnecessary spending, get our government in order, and bring back some common sense to the government in Washington.
What's your website, Lee?
GoMurph.com. GoMurph.com. And my impersonator can also go to that website to learn more about the real Lee Murphy.
All right. All the best. Thanks, Lee, for calling you.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good day.
All right.